Grace, mercy, and peace are all yours from God our Father, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today Jesus places before the crowds another parable. He told lots of parables. This parable is not one of the famous ones like the parable of the Good Samaritan or the parable of the prodigal son. His disciples call it the parable of the wheat and the weeds. I would rephrase the parable to be called the parable of the good farmer and his evil enemy. The parable goes like this. Jesus says, the kingdom of heaven is like. It's like a farmer who sends his workers into his field and they plant good seed. And that's the key to understanding the parable is the little word good. Good seed. They plant good seed because it's a good farmer. And he's got good workers, and it's a good field. They plant good seed. And so they expect a good crop, good wheat to rise up. But when the crop comes up, the servants go out and see, there's weeds. Where did the weeds come from? And they go to the farmer, and they say, Master, where did the weeds come from? You gave us good seed. And the implied answer is, it's not your fault, you're good servants. It's not my fault, I'm a good farmer. It's not the seed's fault, it's good seed. It's not the soil's fault, it's good soil. It's my enemy. He's the one who sowed the weeds. That's where the weeds came from, my enemy. So the servants say, well, should we go and root up all the weeds? But the good farmer knows. If you root up the weeds too early, you're going to root up a lot of the good wheat. So the good farmer says, no, let's be patient, let's wait. When the harvest comes, we'll harvest the wheat, we'll get the good wheat, and then we will root out the weeds. And then we'll burn the weeds, and the weeds will never touch my field again. Then Jesus walks away, goes into a house. The disciples follow him and say, Jesus, what's up with the parable? It's a parable that does tell us that there is evil in the world. It's a parable that tells us that the evil will end. But the point of the parable is not to point us to the last day or the end, as much as, I think, the word good. The point of the parable is to point us to the truth of the goodness of God. You see, Jesus says that the farmer is the Son of Man. He, Jesus, is the farmer. And he is good. And his word is the seed, and it is good. And it produces a good crop. There is nothing evil in Jesus. There is nothing evil in God. There is no darkness in him at all. When he spoke, all things came into being, and it was all good, so good that on the seventh day, it was very good. Perfect. God did not create evil. Rather, evil is created by Satan, the devil, who himself was created good. A beautiful angel who rebelled against God and his kingdom and then sowed the field, God's world, his perfect world, with sin, tempting Adam and Eve, bringing them into the fall. And from there on, God's beautiful, perfect, good farmer's field, his creation was sowed with evil. God could have ended it right there, but then all the good could have been destroyed that he had planned. And so it was time to be patient. God promised he would take care of it. He had promised Eve a son who would crush the serpent's head. And when she had Cain, she thought, this is the son, but he crushed his brother's head instead. But eventually God would send his son, Jesus, and he would crush the serpent's head. The point of the parable is to point us to the goodness of God, even in the midst of the reality that we live among evil. Not created or invented by God, not intended by God, but sowed by his enemy, the devil. You see the realities of evil all around. You hear it. You see it in the creation and in humanity. St. Paul, in our epistle lesson, points to it as well. I took my red pen and just highlighted all the examples. Sufferings of this present time. Creation subjected to futility. creation in bondage to decay, all of creation groaning, we ourselves, humanity, groaning with creation. Paul points to the reality of the weeds among the wheat. He points to the reality that there is evil in our world. But then Paul, like the good farmer, like Jesus, points to the reality that one day it will end. He says, I consider that present sufferings are not worth comparing to the glory that will be revealed in us. And the futility will be over, and we will be free, all of creation free from the bondage to decay. The groanings will be over. And then later on in this epistle, he points to the goodness of God. All things, Paul says, work for the good of those who believe in God, because he did not spare his son, but gave him up for us all. And then he goes on to say, nothing in all of creation, all these things, the weeds, nothing can separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. But then Paul reminds us, even though that will happen, the end of the weeds and the end of the evil will come, God still provides now. And he provides a very special gift, his Spirit. And the Spirit does something that we do and creation does. According to Paul, it groans. The Spirit groans, but not like creation and not like us. It does not groan, the Spirit does not groan when God, but rather the Spirit groans righteous words that we should speak for us on our behalf. When we sort of throw our hands up in the air and say, I'm done, the Spirit, which lives in us through baptism, speaks the righteous prayers to the Father. And he hears those prayers and answers them on our behalf, according to the will of God, according to St. Paul. And it does more than just pray for us. The Spirit points us back to the work of the Good Farmer, that he did truly come into history. He laid his perfect life down for us. He died for us to atone for our sins. They're completely forgiven, and he has taken back his life up for us. And then in baptism, he planted into us what the Good Farmer intended to be planted into us from the beginning of eternity. He planted into us his love and his salvation. And that roots out the evil within us. The waters of baptism water the faith. It waters us in the love of God. And then he feeds us with the very bread of life, Jesus' very body and blood for us to sustain us until that last day when he will root up the weeds and there will be no more evil. In Jesus' name, amen.